You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs basketball on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
All right, we're back to live action here as we begin the third quarter of play. Valparaiso with the throw in from the sideline, starting out the third quarter here. We've got Aaliyah Ferngren, and she passed off, and immediately we've got a whistle blown, and there's a foul call. And looks like the first foul of the second half has just been called. It's going to be against Maddie Molnar. Molnar actually has, no, I'll take that back. I believe that's against Lily Stoddard. That's her third foul. First team foul for Crown Point here in the second half. And we've just had another foul called, this time in the Valparaiso front court. And this one is going to be called against number 24, Allie Govert. And that's her first foul. And it was apparently a shooting foul. Taking a couple of free throws here will be Kiana Oling. Her first free throw is good. One more shot coming up. And that shot is also good. So first two free throws by Kiana Elling, a junior, 5'10 guard, are good here in the second half. Crown Point now in the front court. Carruthers over to Dash Shaw on the right side. Now to Govert. And a pass intended for Carruthers is intercepted by Valparaiso's Aaliyah Ferngren. Ferngren, the point guard for the Lady Vikings, trying to set up the Viking offense. And as a pass inside is intercepted by Jessica Carruthers as she drives the length of the court, puts the ball up and rolls off. And it's rebounded by Valpo. Now here comes Aaliyah Ferngren again towards the other side of the court. And this time it's brought back by Crown Point. Govert to Dash Shaw. Shaw's pass towards Govert is intercepted, goes out of bounds. It was deflected by one of the Lady Vikings. So I believe it will be a throw-in for Crown Point underneath their own basket. 6:58 to go here, third quarter. Crown Point up 30-13. No, just 2 points scored by Valpo here in the third quarter. There's Lily Stoddard, and she is being tied up, trying to move the ball around and throwing her elbows around, and I believe she's called for a foul. Wow, that's her fourth foul on the night. And two of them here in the third quarter. She's going to have to sit down. That was her fourth foul. She only has one more to give. So into the game now. I believe Giardimo's back in the ball game. And Abby Stoddard, of course, in the game for the Lady Bulldogs as well in the front court. Now it's a steal by Dash Shaw. Now she loses it as well, as Ayangade picks up the ball for Valpo. Now bringing the ball into the front court is Shea Pendleton, being guarded by Shaw. Now Pendleton gets the ball to Ayangade. She's underneath in the lane, but she passes it out to Sarah Douglas, who puts the shot up and in, a three-pointer, I believe. And that makes it 30-16. Crown Point now with the ball in the front court. Dash Shaw dribbling. Passing over to Carruthers on the right side. Carruthers, a long-range shot for three-point range. It's good. Carruthers with a three-pointer here in the third quarter. And another timeout is called, this time by Crown Point. Looks like it's going to be a full one. We'll take one as well here on USA365.com.
This is the sound of advising. If it's quieter than you expected, that's because it's coming from a Horizon Bank loan advisor, who knows the first step in advising is listening, understanding, that the most important aspect of expertise is not what we know, but how we apply it to what we learn about you. Visit horizonbank.com and get a conversation started.
When it comes to family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry, Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. Their modern, state-of-the-art facility features stringent infection control, online registration, digital radiographs and photography, flat-screen televisions in every operatory, and free Wi-Fi. Your comfort is a priority. Conveniently located at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point, phone 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com. Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs basketball on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
Back to live action here in the third quarter as Lady Vikings are bringing the ball in the front court. There's Ayangade over to Pendleton. Pendleton now back over to Ferngren over on the left side of the key. Now setting up on at the top of the key. Ellie Gover guarding her closely. Now there's a steal by Dash Shaw, and she goes uncontested all the way in, up and in for a layup from the steal by Dash Shaw. And that's her first field goal of the night on a clean steal and a fast break basket. Now there's a shot by Pendleton. It's off the mark, rebounded by Crown Point. Abby Stoddard with the ball, bring it into the front court for the Lady Bulldogs. Now another three-point shot, but it's a call of a travel, even though she shot that ball away as soon as she got the ball. Travel is called against Carruthers, apparently. I think it was that one half step that she took towards the basket. So Valpo with a throw in from behind the baseline has to go the length of the court here. And there's Pendleton back to Ferngren. Now over to Elling. Elling back to Ferngren. Now there's another steal by Dash Shaw, and she puts it up and in easily. Dash Shaw with another steal and two-point basket. So there's Alangade for Valparaiso on the right side. Now back over to Mahler, and her pass is deflected. There's a travel called on the steal by Crown Point. So a lot of fast action there. So Valpo with the ball and throw in from the far sideline into Pendleton, who brings the ball across the timeline into the front court for the Lady Vikings, setting up the Viking offense. Driving towards the right side now. Is looking for someone to pass to as she is covered closely by Shaw. Over to Ayangade, and her pass into the inside is intercepted by Carruthers. Carruthers tripped up by a defender. Valparaiso's Ayangade is the trippee, or the tripper, I guess. She trips up Carruthers there. So that's her first foul of the night. Crown Point with a throw in from right in front of the scorer's table. Shaw passes in to Carruthers. Carruthers back over to Shaw now. Shaw puts it up and in for a lob pass for intended for Abby Stoddard, and it was just out of her reach. I guess she didn't anticipate the ball to be thrown in front of her, and she had a Viking defender in front of her, which prevented her from going after the ball. So there's a turnover. Valpo with the ball, bringing it up quickly. A shot off the mark. Rebounded by Ayangade. In and out. And it's rebounded by Gerardimos for Crown Point. Gerardimos is called for a charge. Apparently a charge called against Gerardimos. And so that's the fourth team foul here in the second half for Crown Point. Throw in the ball now in front of the scorer's table for Valparaiso. And there's a lob pass. Goes into Ferngren, who's on the far side now, looking to set up a pass. It's intercepted by Dash Shaw. Dash Shaw with a behind-the-back dribble. is unable to complete the fast break and is tied up for a jump ball over there on the far side of the front court of Crown Point. Possession arrow is in favor of Crown Point. So Carruthers will throw the ball in from the far sideline front court. And that goes into Abby Stoddard. Hands off to Carruthers. Carruthers setting up the offense. Shaw taking a shot in three-point range. Off the iron. Rebounded by Ayangade for Valpo, but tied up immediately by Gerodimos. And in the process is called for a foul. That's her second foul. Fifth team foul against Crown Point. 3:37 to go. Third quarter. Bulldogs up 37-16. Bulldogs up by 21 points here in the second half. Valpo now looking to move the ball up across the timeline, being a tight defense, still sticking with the Crown Point Bulldogs. And now a pass across the court goes out of bounds by Valpo, turning the ball back over to Crown Point. Valpo with 5 points this quarter, Crown Point with 7 points this quarter. Now Carruthers at the point, passing over to Abby Stoddard, left side now. She dribbles and loses the ball as she is actually fouled in the process of being defended. And I believe that's actually a foul against Abby Stoddard as she was trying to get the ball back. Her first foul, sixth team foul against Crown Point. And a throw in for Valparaiso, this time not being contested. The Bulldogs drop back into a zone defense as Valpo brings the ball into the front court. Allie Gobert keeping an eye on the point guard. A shot goes over the basket and it's rebounded by Crown Point. Carruthers, a pass inside to Olivia Santiago for an easy two-pointer. Nice assist there by Carruthers. Crown Point up now 39-16. Valpo trying to bring the ball into the front court. Now they do. A pass off to the far corner. A long-range three-point shot off the mark. Recovered and rebounded by Carruthers. Carruthers bring the ball quickly into the front court. And it's a one-person ball game there. Now back to Gobert. Now back to Carruthers. Carruthers driving the lane. Puts the ball up and in. Carruthers, where does she have that energy? Youthful energy, that is. And another basket. That makes it 41-16. Carruthers with 18 points on the night for Crown Point. And a couple of players on the floor. One from each team, and I think we have a foul called here. Maybe not. I think it's must be a jump ball, apparently. Abby Stoddard coming back in for Valpo here. For Crown Point is Allie Govert takes a seat. And it'll be Valpo's Sarah Douglas throwing the ball in from behind the baseline. Or from underneath their own basket. A pass out to Benjamin. Benjamin tries to put the ball up. And it rolls round and round the rim and finally drops in. A two-point basket for Amelia Benjamin. Crown Point back in the front court very quickly. There's a shot by Abby Stoddard from the left side. Puts it up and in. Abby Stoddard with her first field goal on the night. Stoddard a 6'1" forward slash guard. Now Valpo bringing the ball into the front court. Faking a long range shot. Now there's Sarah Douglas from 3-point range. That time is good. That's her second 3-pointer in this quarter. Sarah Douglas 6 points here in the third quarter for Valpo. Valpo now up to 21 points on the night. Carruthers bringing the ball into the front court now for Crown Point. Now driving over to Olivia Santiago. Now over to Abby Stoddard, takes the 3-point shot. Lots of air there, and it goes out of play, out of bounds. Turnover to Valparaiso. So little short on that 3-point shot by Stoddard. Valpo now with a pass into the front court by Ayangade. Now a long pass again from her to Douglas. And we've got a foul called, apparently trying to block that pass. And it looks like the foul is going to be called against Nikki Girardimos. That's her third, seventh team foul against Crown Point. Shooting at the line now is Balanle Ayangade. Looks like she'll be shooting two. A couple more substitutions there for Valparaiso taking place. Balanle Ayangade, 5'10", sophomore guard forward. First shot, no good, or I guess that was a 1-1. Or was it? Now Crown Point with the ball, trying to set up the offense. Interception there by Valpo. A steal. A steal by Kiana Oling. She brings the ball into the front court for the Lady Vikings. And there's a, she trips over Dash Shaw's feet. I don't think that was a foul. The ball dribbles out of bounds. And looks like it's going to be Crown Point's ball. Dash Shaw will throw it into Jessica Carruthers. We have another substitution as Maddie Molnar comes back in for Valparaiso as Kiana Oling takes a seat on the bench. Carruthers bringing the ball now into the front court for Crown Point. On the left side, pass over to Dash Shaw. Shaw looking, passing over to Olivia Santiago on the right side. Olivia Santiago getting some playing time as her older sister, Olivia Santiago, is out with a knee injury. Apparently a torn Achilles not Achilles, but ACL tear. And so she's out for the season, apparently. Now that shot goes out of bounds as the third quarter comes to an end. Crown Point up 43-21 after three quarters of play. We'll be back after this here on USA365.com for the fourth quarter.
Pinnacle Hospital in Crown Point is dedicated to giving you the highest level of care as quickly as possible while always taking the time to put your health first. Our nurses and doctors are here from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week, providing complete urgent care. It's our people that help make you feel better fast. That's Pinnacle Hospital, 9301 Connecticut Drive in Crown Point, just east of Broadway on 93rd Avenue. Call 219-796-4150 or visit pinnaclehealthcare.net.
This is a Horizon Bank commercial for loans. It's a time most advertisers carve out to tell you all about themselves, why you should like them. In short, a chance for them to talk to you. So why aren't we telling you about our loan services? We're waiting for you to tell us about yourself, because what you have to say is more important than what we have to say. Visit HorizonBank.com to get a conversation started.